It is Monday morning, so we check in with our good friend Joe Smith. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Yes, we're doing fine. Morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Joe.
And we're happy here on a Monday. It's good to talk. Feels good after a big win on the weekend for the Hoosiers. We'll get to that in a little bit more in depth down the road this morning. We got back on Saturday. Indiana convincing winners over Illinois. The final score not as close as it even seemed, 96-80. But also, we had a big weekend starter on Friday night as the 73rd meeting of North and South got together on the South side. And You guessed on Friday morning, well, we're going to have a big high-scoring game or we're going to have a repeat of St. Leon. And listening to you on Friday night along with John, it was a cat fight. And that highlights one of our busy, busy weekends. We know there's plenty of other basketball. Indoor sports, Joe, and it's zero. You got to be inside. So the hardwood, the gym mats, the balance beams, the pools, the wrestling mats, we had it all. Tell us what we might have missed on a busy Monday morning.
Well, I tell you, it turned out to be defensive after all, as South State unbeaten in Conference Indiana, pulling the plug on North's offense, holding them 35 points below its average in Friday night's 44-38 victory. South now has won five straight over the Cougs, who really had the better of it in the opening half, holding South to one field goal and 20 first half points, buoyed by the play of first-time varsity starter David Morgan out back, whose career night 16 was negated by Cougar killer Chance Coyle, who hit for 21, and along with Josh Hall, helped hold Musa Jallo to 11 points on 5 of 16 shooting, including an overnight from behind the three-point line. The Cougars scored only 19 points in each half, shot 35% for the game as South moved to 9-3. North starts its week 4-5. Brown County and South Putnam both got rocked and socked by senior sharpshooter from EHS, Cooper Bybee, and two Mustang wins, pushing J.B. Neal's club to 9-5, and that Brown County win kept him on top of the WIC East at 4-0. Cooper was Cooper, unloading 61 over the weekend, 33 against South Putt. Bybee nailed down a total of 11 triples, including 6 of 8 against Brown County in that Friday night 60-50 win. Edgewood will host rival Owen Valley Friday night in a girl-boy twin bill out of the Corral. The fellas win. They'll wrap up the WIC East and play for the league title on January the 27th. South will host Columbus East in our broadcast game Friday night. Just played Brent Chitty's Olympians in the Noblesville holiday shootout after Christmas and won 57-54. North will host Martinsville on Friday night. By the way, in that boys' JV game, Aaron Parker's Southsiders are 8-3. They beat North 54-45 behind a career-high 20 from Grayson Roland. Adam Graham had 12. North was led by Noah Spencer, who had 15, and Kobe Davis scored 9 for George Leonard's JVs, who are 3-6. In girls' hoops, Malia Shockney had 14 as Gary Sims' Mustangs beat Brown County 52-39. Edgewood is 12-8, and they kick off the week early tonight as they host, will play at Monrovia, a road game tonight at Monrovia starting at 7:30 for Edgewood's girls. Marina Blackwell in our week 8 spotlight. She had 20 points and 7 boards. Larry Winter's crew beat Franklin Central 51-38. South starts the week 8-7. North's losing streak is now out to 12, including 20 in a row in Conference Indiana. They lost to Terre Haute South 60-47. Hannah Allen had 16. North is 4-12 to start the second week of the new year. Meanwhile, on the mats, Marty Hutzel's North Cougs out to 14 wins on the year after going 4-1 at the Monrovia Duels. Wyatt Dalton rolled to a 5-0 record at 152 with 4 pins, while Ben Inman had 3 at 138. Brett Smith at 132 and Tyler Miklich at 113 collected a pair of pins each. Smitty's having a great year on the mats, 30-1 to date. The Cougars and Edgewood will get together tomorrow night out at EHS. The Mustangs of Greg Ratliff, ranked 4th in Class 2A, finished 3-2 at the Evansville Memorial Duels. One of those losses by a point to Center Grove. 120-pounder Zane Sullivan was 5-0 on the day, as was teammate Austin Heckman at 145. Mike Runyon, South Grapplers, 3-2 at the tough Belmont invite over the weekend. Blake Webb, ranked 8th in the state at 145, went 5-0 with 4 pins and a tech fall. 138-pounder Derek Blueball and 220-pounder Tyler Allgood both finished 4-1. And in the pool, Greencastle swept Edgewood last week, but Wyatt Blake won diving in the 100 breast. Carly Bland was home first in the 100 and 200 and swam a leg, anchored it, that 400 free relay team. Alicia DeMars won diving, anchored the 200 medley relay to a win. Emma Mon had a couple of individual wins as Dave Tanner's girls beat Columbus North on seniors night last week. William Dixon won the 53 and Jack Lasea and Max Weger had four total second place finishes between them in the boys' loss to Columbus North. Might add that Alicia DeMars of North and Bloomington South's Elijah Earl were both third to lead the state's competitors at the Bloomington North Diving Invitational back on Saturday. North will host South tonight in gymnastics, the Panthers season opener under veteran head coach Lisa Jones. Andrea Smith's Cougars opened last week, lost to defending state champion Columbus North, losing 109-94. Brittany LaFoon had four fourth-place finishes for the Maroon and Gold. Meet time tonight in the McKinney Court will be at 6:30. Well, don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. I'm sure they'll talk a little about tonight's national championship game as number 3 Clemson, 13-1, top-ranked Alabama, 14-0. We'll have at it down at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, ESPN tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock to start with. Kickoff at 8:45, game's over at 1:10 in the morning. You can write that one down. Yeah. Last year it was. Remember, there was a million points in that game, 91. It just wouldn't stop. Nope. It was exciting, but it's hard to get excited when it's 11:30 at night and the third quarter's not even halfway
over. I hear you, brother.
The NFL did a good job, Joe. They gave us a 4:15 Sunday game, so we weren't up till 11:30 last night watching football because there wasn't much to watch. All four games right here on the airwaves throughout the wild card weekend. Four home teams win.
Decisive, yeah.
All four teams mop the floor with their opponents. But that should make for some interesting divisional playoffs, which we will have coming up this weekend as well. Same times, 4 o'clock pregame on Saturday, doubleheader Seattle-Atlanta, followed by Houston-New England. And then on Sunday, same thing, 12:30 pregame. We got 1 and 4:40 kickoffs there.
Yeah,
so that's very, very good to hear. And a big day in the Big Ten yesterday. Everybody, four more games, Joe, and there are no more unbeaten teams. So the Hoosiers.
No unbeatens.
No more, and we're only four games in. So this is probably one of the earliest times ever where everybody has taken a loss in league play. So all of a sudden, Indiana's 1-2 record after beating Illinois 96-80 on the weekend. Doesn't look so poorly. You just hate to have all three of those games at home and get those out of the way. But there's always but. There's four or five teams at 3-1, so you're right in the fight. You're only one back in the loss column. Plenty of basketball, as Tom has reminded us, to be played. And tomorrow night, you will be with the crew in Maryland for a 9 o'clock ESPN game.
Yeah. Xfinity Center against the Terrapins, who got them a nice road win the other day at Michigan. But it's interesting, in the 24 games that we've played to date heading into this week, the home courts just barely out in front. They ruled the roost yesterday, having won 3 of the 4. 13-11 is the margin right now, the home courts over the
and all three unbeatens lost on the weekend. Michigan State lost on a neutral to Penn State. Nebraska lost at home to Northwestern, and Wisconsin lost at Purdue. So it's all to play for and in the Big Ten. And we'll get more on that and more Hoosier reaction from Saturday's big win, 96 points. That means big performances. We'll do that coming back at 8:45.
All righty, we'll be here.
Stay warm. Get that coffee rolling.
It's warm. It's hot.
Margaret's trying to stay warm in the studio.
Yes,
we have a small bonfire going in the corner. We're trying to keep keep everything from freezing here. We'll get back with you at 8:45, my friend.
All right, we'll see you guys then.
8:46 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
Let's welcome in Joe Smith here on a Monday. We always catch up with Joe live after a busy, busy weekend. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Back again. Brand new week. Our first, full week, isn't it?
And we have sunshine for this call.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
We're up and running. We're no longer, we're just kind of freezing, not completely freezing. But Indiana, Joe, finally found their shooting boots. They weren't freezing from the field. The Hoosiers, wait a second. That's not, we'll get to that here in a minute. There's no doubt about that.
Hello.
Let's try this again.
He just wanted to make sure everybody knew you were on, Joe.
You had me at shooting boots, Ron.
I did. Indiana, 96 points, big win, breaks up a three-game losing streak. Tell us what we saw at the Assembly Hall, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, on Saturday.
Well, you know, as we talked about back here on Friday, a fast start, solid finish, win. Played out well, didn't it? Can't get any better than a 15-0 start. Nice to have the shoe on the other foot, unlike the Wisconsin start back earlier in the week. But the Hoosiers of Coach Tom parlayed 59% first-half shooting with plenty of D, holding the Illini scoreless the first 6:05 of the ball game, and the Illini didn't actually hit a field goal until 13:23 of the opening half, and that pretty much set the table for the Hoosiers' big win number one of the Big Ten season, and it was key, obviously, snapping that three-game losing streak, 96-80. We look at it, and certainly ball movement was the key to the offensive attack. 22 assists on 29 made baskets, and just, the limitation of turnovers, just 12, 4 in the opening half when Indiana had the game pretty much salted away, although it got to 9, but Indiana had the fast finish as it pumped the lead back to 18. James Blackman Jr. leading the way with 25. He's 16 shy now of 1,000 career points. That would make him the ninth player under Coach Tom to reach the milestone, and hopefully that will come tomorrow night against Maryland. Thomas Bryan woke up, didn't miss a shot from the field of any of the six that he took, scored 20 and grabbed 6 rebounds. And he was the key late, scoring 7 points there during the stretch when Indiana bumped that single-digit lead back up to 18. He also shot 2 of 2 from behind the line. Good to see Robert Johnson back dialed in. 7 of 11 from the field, 18 points. And Devontae Green came off the bench to score 5 points in 13 minutes, couple of rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. The Hoosiers head east a little bit later tonight. They'll work out at the Xfinity Center. Take on the Maryland Terrapins tomorrow night on ESPN at 9 o'clock. The Terps are 9-2 at home, 14-2 overall, and ahead of the Hoosiers in the league standings. Mind you, there are no unbeatens left. They are 2-1 and can join a crowd of, 5 teams that are atop the league right now at 3-1 after play yesterday. But Indiana will hopefully see to that and bump them in with the Terps at night's in on Tuesday. Let's hope so. The IU women of Terry Moran had the weekend off, but plenty of time to implement some more things offensively. They head to Michigan tomorrow night to take on the Wolverines, 6 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Michigan is 13-4, and like IU, 2-1 in league play. The women will look for its 13th win tomorrow night as well. Ron Helmer's crew got the job done over Tennessee, winning and sweeping the duel they had with the Volunteers at Gladstein Fieldhouse, an indoor track over the weekend. Men winning 71-49, the ladies 63-53. Eric Bethea won the triple jump and long jump, and Kyle Mile won the mile and 3,000 meters. But a lot of former Monroe County high school kids running for Coach Helmer feated quite well. Jordan Huntoon was 3rd in the mile. Former Panther Kyle Burks was 4th. And Carl Smith, 5th in the 3,000 meters, the former Panther. And former Cougar Drew Ludwig was 7th in the long jump. But over on the ladies' side, former South standout, glad to see she's healthy, Megan Grabowski, placed 4th in the 60 meters and 200, ran a leg on the Hoosiers mile relay team that finished 2nd. And a former North Cougar, Gracie Heeb, the freshman, finished 3rd in the 60 hurdles and 7th in the 200 to help the women win that one 63-50. Don't forget In the Zone, David Glass, and your phone calls kicking off your sports week tonight at 6.
And Joe, national championship football game tonight, yeah. Alabama-Clemson, the rematch there. Busy weekend in college basketball. As we know, no more unbeatens left in conference play. Indiana, Joe's going to have to find one tomorrow night. Tough one at Maryland. Yeah. The Hoosiers, 9:05 tomorrow. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Gonna be a late nighter.
That's what prime time gets you. And we'll have college basketball here on the airwaves tomorrow night. How about that?
Kick off a series of
good season, baby.
Rival games. Kansas, Oklahoma not having near they anticipated. They're only 6-8, but they'll host Kansas and the rivalry aspect of that one. Pregame at 8:45 tomorrow night.
And Duke and Louisville, 11:45 on Saturday. That's a big one as well. Football yesterday, well, the wild card weekend started with a whimper and ended with a whimper as four home teams, laid the lumber and laid it to convincingly, Joe. Not any drama. The only drama in yesterday's game was the Hail Mary pass at the end of the first half. Well, one of Aaron Rodgers' four touchdowns. Who threw us four touchdowns in a playoff game?
Yeah, he can do that well, that Hail Mary.
Seven in a row for the Packers. As Rodgers and the gang move on, they will take on Dallas coming up on Sunday. Pittsburgh, Kansas City's your early matchup. That's the Sunday double. Let's remember too. Indiana, Rutgers coming up on Sunday will be a noon start. That game time was made last week. I want to just double check that with everybody as we're getting our ducks in order here.
For mentioning that. Yeah.
And as you mentioned tonight, you can see the women 6 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. So exciting time there for it's basketball season. That's what's going on with all this. So we've got it covered from the pro football to the college basketball, high school basketball. Let me ask you one question because I forgot to ask you this last hour. Why is Noblesville, and you know, I'm an old Carmel Greyhound, so I don't have any love for the Millers up there. Why is Noblesville hosting a holiday tournament with a bunch of teams that you're going to you're in your conference? What is that all about?
That's interesting. In the way it this year they added Columbus North and Columbus East, and unfortunately, you're going to wind up playing them maybe three times.
Sectionals,
earlier. Well, they have the Olympians. They played the Olympians and beat them. South did for the fifth place game, 57-54. Now they turn around and play them Friday night in our broadcast game, and most likely, could bump into them in the postseason. And
right.
Yet, too, they got Columbus North a little bit later in the
I just found that bizarre. Then have a conference shootout where you play across the conference, and instead of having a tournament where you play your own people. That's kind of defeating
the
whole
this year. But,
well, you know, Joe, they didn't ask me, and I'll just keep my mouth shut. Yeah. But we can poke Noblesville.
That's Noblesville for you.
There you go. All right, great job as always. Obviously, no sports talk. We're back on the 24th with that. We know that because of Indiana basketball keeping us busy. Don't worry, we're still doing it in 2017. We'll just see you on the 24th for all that. Great job as always. Stay warm.
All righty, you guys.
Good
you
luck
guys
on that.
Have a great
one.
Week.
Stay safe travels to Maryland, and we will hear you Wednesday morning, the morning after Hoosier basketball.
Cool. Bright and early Wednesday. Yeah. We'll be here.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
Hopefully with a big fat W.
2-2, right back in the race. That would be fantastic.
You got that right.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on Monday mornings.